Welcome to Changelog, the podcast where we talk about what's new in the tech world and what that means to real people. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
How you guys doing?
Welcome.
I just laughed because of how long it took Jim to say his name.
Well, he's working on like a 10-second delay, apparently.
He's been permanently censored.
Didn't you hear me? You said, I'm Brian. I said, fuck Comcast. I'm Jim.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but it's a great thing to say.
Why didn't you hear that either? I just heard I'm Jim. That's it. You know what? Comcast is listening on your line, Jim.
Of course they are. That's what it is. Comcast Internet.
They were censoring you.
That's why. All right. That's why when Jim talks, it's way off.
Let's get these beverages out of the way. I think Craig's the only one that has a good one. What do you got there, man?
I am. I'm just rocking some Citra Hero.
Citra Hero, that's a pretty killer looking can.
It is. I mean, come on. Look at that hero right there.
Mr. That guy's awesome. He's got hops for a head.
That's pretty dope.
What do you got going on over there, James?
I'm just drinking ice water, but I feel like, you know what? You guys just talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to go get some Irish whiskey. I'll be right back.
Okay. I was just going to say I'm drinking ice water out of a bottle. Ice Mountain.
I drank so much water over the past like 2-3 weeks. I don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on drinking today.
I'm not. I'm drinking water.
The minute we mentioned Comcast,
but you mentioned Comcast,
he has to drink.
And now he needs a drink. That's pretty much how it goes with Comcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so. As long as I've been in this house, which has been a couple of years now, Comcast has not had a rate limit on my neighborhood.
Right. So you've been sporting what?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I get a letter in the email from Comcast, and they're saying, hey, congratulations, we're going up to a terabyte limit in your area, because the old limit was like 300, I think, or 350. That was never enforced. So now apparently they're enforcing this new one, which is a terabyte.
Right.
Which they're like, yay, no one uses a terabyte. And right in this letter, they're like, for your convenience, the average usage for your last 3 months is 1.6 terabytes. So
That's not less than a terabit.
It is not. It is more. So, and that was my average for 3 months. It's pretty rough. So I'm looking at the rest of it, and basically it says you can pay an additional $50 a month for unlimited bandwidth, or they'll charge you they'll charge you $10 for every 50 gigs you go over, with a cap at $200. So once you hit $200, they don't charge you anymore. I mean, why they wouldn't just charge you an extra 50 if you go that far over and it's unlimited, I don't know.
But now, how much did you say it was for the terabyte?
It's your whatever your normal price is, but then an additional $50.
You have a cap for unlimited now.
Okay. So if you're paying $65, it's $65 for a terabyte, and then an additional $50.
Yes.
To get your unlimited. Okay.
Right. So for people.
So for everybody who logs into your Plex, do we all chip in?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start charging like Netflix.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pay for my bandwidth.
Well,
I kicked all but the essential people out of it.
Do you have an X1 for your Comcast TV?
Yeah.
You can now, apparently, with a software update, you can view Netflix on your set-top box, and it does not go against your data.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Except for my set-top box is just sitting in my basement because no one watches the over-the-air TV here.
So the purpose of your Comcast TV service is just to reduce your internet price.
Correct.
Yes.
Right on.
And okay. They gave me free HBO.
Seriously, Brian Roberts,
but I
Roberts,
used the HBO Go app for that.
So bad.
Yes, I got the HBO Go app that I use for that.
But you don't need HBO Go. I mean, you don't need a Comcast package to get HBO Go.
No, you can get the HBO Now if you pay for it. But this was free.
Yeah, that's
I got true. All right. I got faster internet for like $10 more and free HBO for 2 years. So I was like, I'll do that. Although it makes me mad because if you sign up new now, like Craig did, it's only like $65, and I'm paying much more than that.
Well,
so it's annoying.
I'm not capped, but I pay $110 a month for business 50, class.
Right.
Right, but yeah. It's business class.
And it's 50 meg, right?
50/10. And they capped that shit at 50/10.
Right. And right now I got the 75/15. I don't know. I feel like we were done with that conversation. It wasn't really as angry as it purported to be.
Hey, well, here's the thing. The whole data cap is ridiculous.
It's bullshit.
It is it's a money-making scheme, and the only way to stop it from happening is to revolt.
Yeah. It's the same thing with the cell phones. They're charging us so much for the data on the cell phone. It's ridiculous.
Because they used to charge you for minutes, but you're not using minutes because you're using data now.
Yeah, and then here's the problem. Cellular, LAN, Ethernet, all of it. It's all the internet. Data is data. It's all the same. It doesn't matter what it is. Home VoIP, VoIP on yourself. It's all the same. The problem is the towers are expensive to maintain. So the cellular carriers, they've all been more aggressively trying to monetize. The home internet, you know, they're just Comcast is used to having people pay for TV, and less people are paying for TV.
Right.
Because of Hulu, even though they own Hulu, and Netflix, and, you know, HBO Go, you know, ESPN is doing a bundle or outside of cable subscribers. So all
you can
of these.
Get Cinemax on Hulu now?
Well, Comcast owns Hulu. So there's still like a requirement. But the point is, the way it was basically a monopoly with content. It's not the case anymore.
Right.
So they're, you know, they're having their lunch eaten, basically.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for them.
No. I hate Comcast. They suck. They really suck.
Yeah. And what makes it worse is that there's nobody better in our area. And we're in the suburbs of Chicago. How do the suburbs of Chicago not have great internet at a reasonable price? It's not
so
like
why
we're
are we
in the
not
boonies.
Making our own.
Well, wait,
we need to be making our own cable company. That's what we need.
Now listen, All right, so I do have decent internet available to me.
In the form of.
Okay. So listen. I have. I could have the. What can I have here? I can have the 2 gigabit Comcast at my house. And I don't remember what that goes for. I want to say $300, $400.
Sure.
For the 2 gigabit per second. And that just requires a modem change to a DOCSIS 3.1. And let's see, I have AT&T fiber available to me in the 300 megabit bidirectional and 1 gigabit bidirectional. Let's see, that's for 300 megabit. That's 300 megabit down, 300 megabit up at $79 a month.
Yeah, I can't get that by me.
And I can get 1 terabit bidirectional for 110.
Yeah, why
same as I'm paying now.
Why don't you have that?
Ask me offline. I'll explain.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, so my company pays for my internet.
Yeah.
And the follow-up explanation, I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
So let's leave everybody else hanging. Brian, right. We get to know the good stuff when we hit
stop. Because you guys are privileged. Y'all my homies. And actually, those that listen to our podcast, you know, if you would email some questions, like, hey, why, Jim, why are you doing... To, hey, Brian, what's our feedback email?
You can just send it to me, brian@onefootover.com.
Right. brian@onefootover.com, and just say, hey, Jim, we really want to know. I'll tell you. I'll respond to your email individually and let you know. So I look forward to those emails, by the way.
Watch. Jim's manager is our only listener.
Right? He'd be like, James, I listened to your podcast. I was very disturbed that you disclosed that we pay for your internet. We may have to stop.
Well,
doing
they know
that.
They know they pay for it. I mean, it's not like that's not a surprise.
No, but they were upset that you told everybody.
Oh well, it's part of my compensation.
All right, fair enough.
That's not like that's not enough. Anyhow. So I have AT&T Fiber. Both of those two fiber packages, by the way, those are limited to 1 terabyte a month. Also,
garbage.
Unfortunately,
yeah, but what do you usually hit? Do you ever watch your data usage, though, Jim?
Yeah, okay, I was just getting into that. Okay. So, unfortunately, because I'm a business class internet subscriber through Comcast, it does not tell me my utilization.
Really? You'd think that'd be information you'd need to know.
Well, when you go into your settings, you can look at that, but I can't, which really kind of bothers me. And I could put in a request, and they could tell me, but then I'd have to, like, talk to Comcast. You ever called Comcast? They
suck. I try not to.
I know. And this is just something I don't really need to know that bad.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know why they can't, like, actually help you do anything with their online support. Have you ever tried to use their little chat thing? They'll run you around for, like, 20 minutes and then basically tell you, oh, you need to call this number.
Yep. The only online chat I've ever liked is for Dish Network. Dish Network actually had an online chat that they got you in and out of really quick. And you could do it in far less time than it took to call in. Comcast, yeah, you get to their online chat, and I swear it's like some kid on the other end with like a, you know, 10-year-old laptop answering the questions off Google, you know, it's like...
Oh, that's great.
That's pretty awesome. I'm trying to find my meter for the month so far because we're at the 19th. So we're a little over halfway.
Yeah, but when is your billing cycle? Because usually it's not beginning to the end.
Mine's pretty close to it, I think.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm waiting for this thing to load up here. Their website be slow. So far I've used 844 gigs this month.
Wow. And when does your change go into effect?
August.
August 1st?
Yeah. I like it, though. It's really retarded when you click view usage details. It takes you to another meter, and then it says view detailed data, and I drop it down, and it shows my old modem, less than 1 gig used, and my current modem used 844. I'm like, this doesn't tell me anything. I know it all came from my house.
Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to switch providers? Are you going to go back to AT&T?
Well, the only AT&T I can get here is the 6 meg. So,
and
yeah,
that's still metered.
Right. So I'm like hosed, basically. So I kicked everybody that's non-essential out of my Plex halfway through the month, or like a little bit into the month, and I'm going to see if my usage is significantly lower. I'm not sure if it's that or
I'm... Hey, I don't ever access your Plex.
All right. I'm wondering if uTorrent isn't doing their Bitcoin mining again. Would that use a bunch of my bandwidth?
Between my Plex and yours, Brian, I watch a lot on both of them. Otherwise, I would go crazy during the day.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, my kids watch like a crap ton of YouTube, which I know uses a lot of bandwidth.
Okay, between YouTube, my kids are on that Musical.ly crap app, you know, like they are constantly using stuff.
It's ridiculous.
Nothing like getting lag on the PlayStation to find out there's 3 different people streaming, one other person doing something else. It's like, get off!
So, Comcast sucks.
They do suck. Hardcore.
Yeah. Craig, what are you excited about this week?
Well, my new laptop finally got it up and running, but
yeah.
Talk to us about this laptop. I'd like to hear about what you got.
So ask Brian. Brian can vouch for me. The amount of research and detail I went into, only to circle back because I didn't want to just copy the same laptop that Brian bought. Everything that I did ended up being
identical. He bought the laptop that I bought.
Really?
And I told him right away. I was like, Craig, just buy the laptop that I got. It's good. It's a good price. And Craig is like, well, what about this one? What about that one? What about this one? What about that one? Hey, what do you think about these features? What about this? What about that? Well, and like 2 weeks later.
I was looking for expandability.
Like 2 weeks later, he finally is like, I'm just going to get the one you got. I'm like, okay, buddy.
Well, that's because finally, you know, I wanted the good graphics card. Everything that either had the higher graphics card in the price range I wanted was missing other things. It didn't have enough RAM. It wasn't expandable enough. You know, it didn't have the M2 expansion for the hard drive. You know, you're just stuck with a regular SSD. And the, what's that one? MSI or something like that?
Yeah, the MSI.
The other brand laptop. They were nice, but their customer support was really bad. A lot of their laptops actually have a limited 2-year parts and labor warranty on them. So when you're spending that much on a Windows laptop, you know, it's nice to get a little bit more of a warranty. So I went through everything. I mean, everything that I custom build, I always use, you know, Asus stuff in it. So, you know, motherboards. And it just kind of brought me back to this one. And, you know, I was hating it with the stock hard drive. I mean, my God, this thing, it was a minute and 27 seconds to boot just to the login screen.
Yeah, and I never actually ran mine with the stock one. I booted it up once and then shut it down and put a new drive in it.
Yep. And so now, Jim, I bought one of the VNAND, the SSDs. So it's one of the Samsungs. I only went with the 240 gig one just because, you know, I don't put a lot of stuff on the main hard drive, just my main programs, and then I have the secondary drive in here. And my boot up time went down to 8.72 seconds is what it clocks at now. And that's the login.
That's very cool.
And it's running nice. Just even opening apps is just, it's faster than my MacBook was. So I'm pretty happy with it so far.
Same experience I've had is the thing flies. It's an Asus Strix. It's the 502 that they have at Best Buy. And it's a nice laptop for, you know, $1,100.
Well, that and... you know, have you done any gaming on it yet, Brian?
I have. It's good.
So I've been playing Max Payne 3, Shadows of Mordor, some of the older Call of Duties on here.
Yeah.
And it runs them flawless. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you can actually... you can pretty much put everything on maxed out, and it runs fine. The fan comes on like a vengeance, but it runs great. I've been playing tons of MechWarrior Online. You got to get that one, Craig. Check it out. It's free.
I'll look into it. Now that I didn't want to put too much on this because I finally got my hard drive Saturday. So now that I actually have the hard drive I'm going to stick with, because what I ended up doing is just leaving the other one in there, and it automatically finds the M2, boots to that, and all I did was point it to the old hard drive for all the drivers, and it put everything on here that I needed.
Nice.
So I didn't have to go hunting for everything, except for the backlit keyboard, which is when I texted you.
Yeah.
But now that's working, and everything's good again in the world.
Awesome. So now Jim's the only one left on a MacBook.
Mm-hmm. Well, on another note, too, is did you guys see my Slack note about what I figured out how to do with the Raspberry Pi? With the OSMC?
Yeah, tell us about that.
So I've got a camper, you know, I've got 3 TVs in there. Trying to manage what's on each Raspberry Pi in there, you know, running OSMC, was kind of getting to be a pain in the ass. So what I ended up doing is buying a wireless router and hardwiring the main one in and sharing files that way.
Sure.
Well, then I was playing around some settings and found out that not only can you wirelessly link it to a network, so at a campsite or whatever you can link to it, you can use that Raspberry Pi to create a hotspot for everything else. So you can use it for basically a router at that point. So what I did is I made my main one a hotspot, connected the other two wirelessly to it, plugged a hard drive in, and I can watch a movie on all three Raspberry Pis with no drops or anything.
Nice.
So it's a real nice way to share files locally, because not everywhere do I go has that. But the other thing is it opens up the opportunity, like on car trips or anything like that, too, for my kids. So they don't always have to be watching the same thing. Now, I got to find a way to make the Plex service run on it, because if I could run a Raspberry Pi as a Plex in the car and let the kids all join it as a hotspot, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
We have to worry about everybody fighting over the main TV in there, but in the meantime, I thought that was a nice OSMC. So it's the reskinned XBMC.
Yeah, if you ran like Linux Mint on it, you could turn it into a Plex hotspot.
Or I might do that for. And what I might do is eventually get to that. Because the other thing I have that I have not experimented with is I've got one of those Pine 64 boards.
Oh, yeah.
And I still haven't even loaded an OS on it. So I need to get off my butt and do that one of these days. And maybe that'll open up some opportunities. But in the meantime, it was a nice little find, because I was going crazy. Because every time that you would shut everything down and turn it on, it would reassign the IP address and the folder directories didn't match anymore. So then you're constantly remapping folders, but if you're just linking to the main Raspberry Pi, doesn't matter what the IP address is, it manages it all for you.
Nice.
So, and that's on the Raspberry Pi 3. How the other ones handle it probably depends on the network card you get, but the Raspberry Pi 3 with the built-in Wi-Fi, like I said, running three things and running all high-quality movies, I was pretty impressed.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a Pi 3 here. I haven't really done much with it yet.
Yeah, between the built-in Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi,
yeah,
it's nice to actually be able to connect everything you need to it. Whereas the old ones, you had to have adapters. I went through probably four or five wireless adapters before I found the best one that works for me. But which I'm running a Raspberry Pi Zero with an external wireless card. It's just one of those tiny little ones that looks like it's barely bigger than the USB plug.
Right.
But it's a wireless end card, and it works great.
Now, if it was me, I would hardwire the entire camera.
See,
I'm just saying.
That's what I would love to do. You should see my house. Everything's hardwired that can be. But to pull the entire undercarriage off of that camper to run Cat 5...
Oh, I didn't say do that.
Not going to happen. Trust me, it'd be my ideal thing to do. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Although I found one thing now, Brian, is... So just because, you know, this thing's going down the road bouncing, I don't want to put high-quality TVs in there.
Sure.
So I've got a 39, a 32, and a 19-inch, all the Insignia, Best Buy's house brand.
Yeah.
And they work great. They actually look really nice and clear, and I think I paid less than $400 for all four TVs. And the problem is because the one in the living room backs up to my bedroom. When I'm using the remote in the bedroom, it starts turning the TV on in the living room. So when you want to lay in bed at night, watch it. So I've got to find myself a new 19-inch, like a different brand 19-inch TV for that bedroom. So then I'll stick the other one outside. And,
yeah.
But
that's pretty awesome.
It's kind of funny when you're sitting there and you hear another TV going on. And yeah. Little things you find out.
Right on, right on. Jim, what do you got to rant about to us today?
I'm really bored with iOS.
Right?
How about that? I'm really bored with iOS. I've got an old Nexus 5. I think I'm gonna switch.
You're
to
switch
it.
Back over
as soon as they release Nougat.
That's a shit house.
Yeah, as soon as they put out Nougat on for the Nexus 5, I think I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah. Dude, every time I think about an Android phone, I remember why I love my iPhone.
Whatever. I mean, that's fine. It's not like I'm going to sell my iPhone. I just, you know.
Yeah, switch over for a while.
I think I'm going to try out. Yeah, I've been rocking an iPhone for years. I mean, there was a time when I did switch back and forth.
Yeah.
But I stopped a couple years ago. So, I'm just kind of tired of it. I'm going to. An iOS, 10. From what I see, it's like, oh, that's great. That's. Whatever, it's a mature operating system, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been...
Well, hey, when you get bored of your... Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
No, go ahead, tell him.
The big advancement is what? Messages?
Well, no, I was laughing because...
Oh, no, you can shoot lasers. Great. Dude, I would be perfectly happy with SMS. Like, seriously.
Well, when you lifted up your arm, Jim, I saw your Apple Watch. I don't know if you guys saw that article, but you can actually run Windows 95 on an Apple Watch. It takes an hour to boot, but... So when you get bored of your, you know, the Apple OS on there, you know, Windows 95 is waiting for you.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, I installed the beta for 10.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, did I did do that today, and I'll tell you one thing.
So you're on beta 3?
Yeah,
he was
drawing inappropriate pictures to me.
Yeah, so it's the first time that... I did an update where I actually went through their public beta instead of doing the developer one.
Developer preview, yeah.
So with the public beta, it actually installed without losing any of my apps.
So over the air update?
Yeah, it did an over the air update. It actually kept everything on there just like it was, which was great because usually it's a full, like a fresh install and I have to go through and, you know, redo a bunch of stuff. So that was
pretty
cool.
Dope.
There's really not a huge amount of difference except for the cards. So instead of just being like a nice little slide down like they used to be, they are now these huge cards.
Well, they look like little pop-up messages.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, it's easy to look at, but when you're watching something and they pop down... they occlude like the top third of the screen now instead of just like a little blip at the top.
My, and for, I realize, ladies and gentlemen, this is an audio podcast. Brian is rocking an iPhone 6 Plus or 6S,
yeah,
6S Plus.
Plus.
So it's a giant ass thing. So the fact that it takes up a third of the screen.
Yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous.
It's a big deal.
So then when you, like any of the menus, hang on. I don't know what this thing just did. Oh, there we go. I think it just glitched on me. The command center is huge now. You can see how much of my screen it took up. And so it's like way harder to use with one hand. Because it goes
Why
up over.
Why don't they make those buttons jiggle on like a long press so you could customize them?
These?
Yeah, they need to make it so that like you could long press on one of the icons and it would... make everything jiggle, and you could customize. Say, like, I want to put a shortcut for low power mode in that bitch.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I know, but I'm just saying, Apple people, I know you're listening. God, you fucking listen to everything. Comcast, you too. Fix your shit.
Fix your shit.
You want to innovate?
Right.
Innovate.
One thing that is kind of nice is if you look at the volume or the brightness slider there, see how big the button is to grab instead of just that tiny little dot.
Yep.
That's nice. I like that being bigger. Another weird thing is on the lock screen, well, you can't see it right now because I don't have any, but it'll pop up like huge notifications on the lock screen that anybody can see. Like if they just tap it, they can see them. And then you, from the lock screen without unlocking it, you can slide over.
Brian, lock your phone. Brian, lock your phone.
Well, it is locked. Oh, you wanted to see that? Okay, there you go. It just popped up.
I just sent you something.
The nice thing is it doesn't cover the clock anymore. It used to cover the clock,
yeah, that
which
was
annoying.
Worst.
But now you can slide to the right, and you can see your whole, like, what's coming up on your calendar and all that stuff without logging in.
So it's kind of like Google Now
it is.
On an Android
it's
phone.
It's totally a ripoff of Google Now. I was going to get to that, but... the other thing is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's
go
fine. If
it.
You swipe, to the, if you swipe to the left, you get your camera, which is cool. But swiping the opposite way does not...
Wait a minute. Swipe left?
Yeah. Here, look. I'll show you.
We used to swipe right to unlock your phone.
Right. See? Camera.
Yeah. So that's camera.
And if you swipe... If
swipe,
you swipe right,
right was camera.
If you swipe right, you get into that other menu.
So how do you unlock your phone?
You... That's the thing. You push the button, right? That that undoes the screen.
Button.
But then you have to push it again to get it to unlock. So it's like you have to push it twice now. Or I guess you can just hold your finger on it. So it's kind of like the unlock worked before, but it hangs longer on that home screen because they really want you to see it.
Okay.
But
I mean,
that's,
okay.
So far, that's about it. It seems to be running pretty well. It's not eating my battery so far, which is great. It does keep telling me that something is using my location and everything.
Does it tell you?
No, it doesn't. And when I go in there, everything is set that I can only, it can only use my location when I'm in it. So I don't know.
Which has a purple arrow. Look for what has the purple arrow.
Is purple, most recent.
Purple arrow indicates currently accessing.
Well, they say Brian, now most recent is what they say. The, per,
Brian,
the purple.
Brian, just turn off Pokemon Go, okay? Seriously?
Right? Is what it is.
Oh, my God. So my wife and I, we go for a walk around the neighborhood most nights. And there's these two little kids that were walking on the sidewalk in front of us like for half a lap around the neighborhood. Just walking around with their phones.
It was Maps. Maps was using it even though I don't have Maps running.
Yes. Apple Maps?
I don't even have that running.
Yeah, seriously.
But what is on the on this slide over screen, it has a card with map stuff. So that's probably why it was on.
I gotcha.
It is nice. You can actually edit and get rid of stuff on here. All right. So that's that. Oh, yeah. Sorry. The other big change is in Messages, it has the thing that the watch has where you can draw pictures and stuff. But I really don't like the way this is now. So look at, see how the bottom, the text bar is tiny.
Yeah.
And then when you hit it, you now can hit enter and not send a message. You have to actually hit that button
so
to send
before,
it.
And before, you could hold the up arrow and hit enter, and it would do the carriage return.
Yes, but now it's just all the time, which annoys me. Because I like to, I like to just hit enter and send a message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about that. Simplicity, bitches.
Yep.
Simplicity.
So...
Oh, so... you said battery life is
so far,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've had it.
Dude, my battery life on this thing is garbage. Like, about the last 3 months, I am lucky to get... Lunchtime will hit. And okay, so it's off the charger at 5 a.m. Lunchtime for me is about 11. So call that, 6 hours? 6 hours later, it's half dead. Half dead. And I have CarPlay on my car. That means that bitch is plugged in while in my car, driving
to work. That's
pretty
wild.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now, I had this charging. I was at 80% at dinner time. Call it 3 hours ago. I don't know if you guys can see that. Look at that.
No good.
That's 50% in 3 hours.
I'm rocking down to whole 26% right now.
My shit was on the charger.
Mine came off the charger.
Look at this. Look at this. I'm going to double tap. You can see what's going on right now. What do I got? Oh, what? I got messages. Anything else in there? No, just messages. Nothing else running.
Man.
Speaking of messages, you need to take...
That's one of the reasons that I'm interested in going back to Android, because, like...
You should have got the bigger phone, man. Mine's been off the charger since... 3 o'clock and I'm at 86%.
All right, well,
we'll see. That's my like been off the...
This is not a penis contest.
I'm just
it's
saying.
Seriously not. I'm just saying this is what I've got, and I'm tired of this phone having like the shittiest of batteries. So, and I'm not going to buy the Apple like hump case that they came out with just because they made a shitty phone with a shitty battery life.
Well, I've been off the charger since 6 a.m. I've played a lot of games and done all that, and I have not been on the charger at all today, and I'm at 26%, and I mean, what, that's 15 hours later.
Yeah, bigger phone's got good battery.
Been on the phone a few times today.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not gonna go out, dude. I'm not gonna go out and spend $1,000 on a brand new phone.
No, it's just the one you should have gotten in the first
place.
This
is what I
have. So
Right.
For fun, since we're talking about batteries, the latest rumors on the 7 is that with no headphone jack, the battery is bigger by like 13%.
Okay. So let's talk about this. Why would they get rid of headphones?
Because the
why would they get rid of the 3.5 millimeter
two
headphone
reasons.
Jack?
Number one, because they wanted to make the phone thinner, again, for no apparent reason. Number okay. two...
No, that's fine.
...is probably because they bought Beats last year or 2 years ago, and they want to be selling lots of headphones with a fancy little weird end on it.
Okay. All right. So those are two reasons. You know, there's an interesting article by Nilay Patel, editor-in-chief of The Verge, and I think the article was titled... Apple removing the headphone, or what he said was that Apple removing the headphone jack was user hostile and stupid.
Uh-huh.
End quote. And I have to agree with him. Like, I read the article, I laughed at first, and the more I thought about it, it's like, it's seriously, it's a thing. The reason to remove the headphone jack, if you were going to tell me that, well, it's a 100-year-old thing, it's dying, it doesn't work... All right, fine. But the reasons that they're create... Listen, the iPod Nano, it's thinner than the iPhone 6S. Yep. And it has a headphone jack. So, the iPod Touch with a touchscreen and a battery that looks very... I mean, it's essentially right. an iPhone 6. It's thinner than the iPhone 6S, and it has a headphone jack. So the thought about, oh, they want to make it thinner, I'm calling bullshit.
The reason I laugh about that is look at your headphone jack. Look how much room is on each side of that. You could go thinner without sacrificing a headphone jack, and you could right. move it all the way to yeah. the very edge where it would take almost no space up inside the phone. Yeah. Or locate
just
it
like
to the
iPod
to the
Nano.
Side. There's so many other places to put it. The only reason to do that is to be a jackass. They could yep. have stuck with the micro USB instead of the stupid lightning connector, which does nothing else.
Go, Craig!
Yeah. I wish everybody could see your dance right now. And that's just it. It's Apple and their proprietary crap. And it's like, it ticks me off. And that's the only reason to go to that. And that's why I don't think they will. Because I think they're smart enough to know that they are going to shoot themselves in the foot by getting rid of the headphone jack.
All right. In defense of the lightning port. I have never had one of my lightning port cables go bad. And those micro USB cables go bad all the time.
Okay, I'm going to tell
sure.
you right now.
Lay it on me.
I have had a number, like I've had an iPad for years that has yeah. a lightning cable. Those fuckers go bad all yep. the time. And I'm going to get very specific. I've probably bought 20 lightning cables in the last
yes,
4 years.
Yes, I don't know,
years.
Man. I go bad.
And I'm going to let... Hank, whoa. No. This is Jim yeah. just telling Jim's experience. It may vary from user to user, but I'm going to tell you this. I've bought about 20 lightning cables over the last 4 years. Every single one of them that's Apple branded does not last more than a year. At a year, it fucks up, it dies, see? It breaks, it goes kaput, it doesn't work. Any aftermarket one that I buy... Every single one of them works fine. I'm not comparing micro USB to lightning. I'm comparing Apple's shitty ass lightning cables that they make and they charge an arm and a leg for versus the knockoff everybody else third party brands that are cheap and work
right,
fine.
Let me tell you, go ahead.
Before
you've
you get into that,
go ahead.
I know. I've been throwing my hands up. It's like raise my hand like I'm in grade
school. The problem
school
is your mic is way quieter than Jim's mic.
Do I need to move it closer like this?
Whoa. That was much better.
Do we need to get intimate here?
No. So there's even that company that even made the MagSafe one. Have you seen that plug? Where
yeah.
supposedly you can't cut it with a butter knife, which, you know, whatever. You give anybody something, enough pressure, you'll break it, you know, no matter what. But it's got the MagSafe one because of that problem. Because the way I set my phone up on the headboard of my bed... Just the weight of the cable just pulling down on it enough actually breaks it pulls the pin apart at the base of the lightning port. That's where all of mine go bad because I've taken them apart for the most part once they go bad. And sure. I've resorted to buy the cheap ones from Five Below or go on Amazon and buy the knockoffs at like five of them for $7.
And how do
you know
they
what?
Work?
I might get 4 to 6 months out of it with abuse, I should say. But that's a lot cheaper than $20 for one cable.
I will say this. The Apple ones are the only one that work on yep. the CarPlay. But aside from that, they
right,
just don't
dude.
Last.
Like a year ago, I bought something on Amazon, and it came inexplicably with three lightning cables. They weren't advertised. I didn't ask for them. They were just there. I'm like, all right. So the one is like 7 feet long, which is great because I can have it plugged into the bed. And, you know, I don't have to worry about it pulling yeah. or anything.
Right.
I've had that thing for over a year. Not a single problem. And it cost me nothing. I have never had one of those small USB cables last more than 6 months. Like, they always seem to just stop working. So that's cool. That was what I was saying.
I'll give you that. Micro USB sucks.
Through the microphone.
Now listen, what about USB-C? Have you rocked any one of those?
No, you know what? There's one. I've never had one really, except for on this computer here, and I don't have anything to plug into it. So.
Yeah, I was very upset that I didn't have a USB-C to try out.
Right. Oddly enough, I got this fader port from Presonus that I'm using for some of my music stuff, and it will not work on anything over USB 2. So I can't use it right now. I'm thinking I'm going to have to get a USB 2 hub just to use this thing. It's kind of ridiculous. But I digress. Craig sent us an awesome picture about people getting skinny from playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today, and then when I made that joke about it, I thought it was funny. So,
did anybody catch some Pokemons yet?
Nope, I refuse to play it because
let's take
Ingress and reskin it and call it Pokemon Go.
It literally is. You know, it's actually Niantic.
A number of the people that started Ingress were exactly.
But that's just it. That's taking a game where Ingress was kind of weird in its own. It was cool because it was new and cutting edge. And then you take it and reskin it with something popular, and look at how it takes off instantly.
Yeah, and the funny thing is they are using the data from Ingress, because all the places around here that were points for Ingress are now already like Pokemon Trainer Towers and all kinds of stuff.
Which, the only other one that I'm interested in, but you have to buy an adapter, is it's called like Father IO, I think, where it's the first-person shooter where you put this on the back of your phone. Yeah. And it's real life Call of Duty. So unless you're using the phone, you can't tell who's playing and who's not. And it actually is really interesting, but they've had so many setbacks trying to get it up and running. It's like by the time this thing gets up and running, it's going to end up being bought out by somebody else, rebranded the same exact way Ingress was. But until then,
I'm still trying to figure out. I didn't go doing any reading. I'm wondering if it was a partnership or if Pokemon bought them.
Well, I heard that it's a partnership and they broke off from Google.
They did break off from Google. That was last year, I think.
Okay.
In the fall.
So, but I hope Nintendo wakes up with this, because we've talked on the podcast countless other times about how if Nintendo got their act together, the amount of money to be made in the mobile world.
Yeah.
And it's proof that they are not just a hardware developer, that they are a software developer that can stand on their own.
Yeah.
They don't want to be...
There's a lot.
What's that?
There's a lot of IP that they're sitting on that they could bring out. That
have you guys seen that they're releasing a Nintendo?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
That's where Nintendo falls back. Let's release a very nostalgic-looking Nintendo with the controllers. It runs HDMI, but we're only going to put 30 games on it. You cannot expand it, which I could take a Raspberry Pi right now, run every Nintendo game under the sun for $35.
I know, but I'm just saying they're at least bringing some of the games back, which is nice.
Yeah, see, I laugh at that because that's kind of like those cheap Atari knockoffs where you buy the Atari controller at Target and it's got 10 Atari games on it and shit like that. Well,
have you seen the new ones?
What's that?
They have a Sega one, and they have an Atari one that looks like a full-size Atari.
Yes.
And it has, like, a ton of games on it. But still, it's not expandable or anything.
But here's the thing, is what I'm saying is, if on an Android phone, I can run on every Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis game, then on a Raspberry Pi for $35, I could do that.
Yep.
Why am I going to pay $60 to play 30 games, and maybe 10 of those I'm actually interested in? It's a nice shot, Nintendo, but come on. Sega and everybody else has already gotten into this market already with the cheap knockoff that you could buy at Target and Walmart. But
yep.
Nintendo needs to get their head out of their ass with this Pokemon Go and just code everything for... Think about it. All they have to do is release a nice emulator and make people actually pay for it. So the people that don't know how to go download the ROMs,
would I'd be willing to pay 99 cents a game for something that's actually guaranteed to work on my, my device.
Totally.
But we've been down that, so I don't want to eat up a lot of time bitching about it, because it just, you look at these companies that could just be making money hand over fist that just don't want to do it.
So I'll...
This is like when I contacted the lottery about doing scratch-offs on the iPhone, and they didn't like it.
They were like, cease and desist, cease and desist.
Well, no, it's the whole thing of they want people to go into stores. They make more money because that's what brings money into gas stations and convenience stores, is the fact that you have to go there. So now you want to buy something when you're there. So if you could just sit on your phone and gamble at any given time, and you can't control if it's a 10-year-old kid that really bought it with a fake account or what.
Right.
But you know what I mean? There's all this money making out there that could be had where I could be making this money, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And the people who can be making money aren't.
Oh, well. I say, since I've been gaming on the PC more lately, I picked up this thing from Razer. It's called the Tartarus Chroma.
I've seen those.
Here so you can see it.
Nice.
So basically, it's got a palm rest. It's got a 15-key keyboard, I think. And then over here is basically a joystick. So... Yep. Instead of using the WASD keys, I can use that joystick to move around, but then I have these hotkeys up here that you can set for whatever you want, game to game.
What I ended up doing is, you know, I do like the keyboard and mouse, but when I'm sitting on the couch or something, it's not comfortable for me. I went and picked up an Xbox 360 wired controller.
Nice.
And you plug it in, it automatically maps it, so playing things like Max Payne and Shadows of Mordor now, you know, nobody out there send us hate mail. There's no way you're going to go with an analog controller and hold up online on Call of Duty against somebody using a keyboard and a mouse.
Right.
But for the sake of playing just first-person shooter, single player campaign,
it's
a nice little add-on, you know, and you can get them dirt
cheap
too.
It's almost impossible to play the new Gauntlet with a keyboard and mouse. Like, in order to cast the spells, you have to do these crazy, like, motions and weird things. It's bizarre. The controller's the way to go for that.
Sweet.
All right. I think...
How much was that?
It's normally $75, but I got it for $53 on Amazon new.
Okay, I was going to ask you if it was a new egg buy or not.
No, it was Amazon.
Okay.
And then I actually had a credit because of their Apple Books, like, class action lawsuit. So it didn't cost me anything.
Oh, right. I forgot
about
that. Yeah,
I had like a $70-something credit.
Wow.
Apparently I bought several books on Apple Books. I don't even remember.
Cool.
That's a change log for this week. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
Have a great week.